Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there, using it to your advantage. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest, folks. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is the author of Power and Influence, The Rules of Change. That's your new book, right, Bob?
That's the new one. I'm working on two more right now, Jim.
All right. Well, and in your spare time, make sure you mow the lawn there, Bob. Bob's company is called the Dylan Schneider Group. Is that dylanschneider.com, Bob? Is that the website?
It's dylanschneider.com. It is indeed, Jim.
All right, so check it out. And Bob, I want to remind people how they can find out more about this return to civility. The website, I've got it here somewhere,
CarnegieCouncil.org/live. Right.
Now, is this archived? Are these civility events? Are they archived so people can go watch them later?
They're archived. They're being streamed around the world. We're sending reprints out. We're going to probably have over 30 million impressions.
Wow.
By the middle of the summer.
Great. That's great. Well, we'll do our best to tell people about it. May the 11th, you had Orrin Hatch. May the 21st, you had Charles Osgood. April. Those are two April dates. May the 16th, you got Philip Howard, an attorney, talking about legal reform. On June the 20th, you got Henry Kaufman, who's an economist. He's with PNC Bank, isn't he?
He's really the independent right now. He's really the top economist in the world.
Okay, all right, that's right. That's another guy. All right, well, anyway, Bob, let's talk about the economy. One of the things that that I have been saying recently is that small businesses survived the recession are now literally trying to survive the recovery. And I'm not making a joke there. I mean, the polling that we've done ourselves show that small businesses are getting a little bit weary of this recovery. It's not going anywhere, Bob.
Small businesses have not received the breaks that Wall Street has received. They've not received the breaks the big CEOs and the big companies
received. Or the unions, or the banks.
Small business needs help right now because small business is the backbone of the American economy. Every governor in the 50 states has delivered an austerity budget. They've got to deliver credits for small business. That's going to create jobs, going to create opportunity.
Well, one of the things that's happening right now, Bob, is small business owners are faced with this fuel thing. The high oil prices are hurting small businesses. It's hurting their employees who are trying to drive back and forth to work. It's putting pressure on, you know, the employees are saying, "Hey, boss, I need more money. I can't afford to feed my family and pay for this gas." The small business has a truck or a car on the road to take care of customers. It's hurting them in that way, and these are things. See, you remember, Bob, in the summer of 2008, all the government had to do, all the administration had to do, was to say that they're going to start exploring for new oil, pumping more oil of our domestic oil, and immediately the price of oil dropped. Why doesn't this administration do that?
I'd like to see this administration release a lot of the oil reserve, develop natural gas here, get away from the Saudis. There are all kinds of opportunities right now to really make America work. And Obama, that's his next step. He's got to repair the infrastructure. He's got to make sure the drinking water is best. He's got to reinvigorate small business. These are huge goals.
Well, the problem that I think Mr. Obama has, and I don't want to turn, I hate to turn on him after him having such a good week and me bragging on him earlier in the week, but the problem that President Obama has is he does not know how the marketplace works. He doesn't understand the concept of how to create a job. He doesn't know what that formula is. And frankly, Bob, that formula is such a capitalist, free market formula that I don't think his ideology would allow him to use that formula if he had it. What do you think?
No, he's not going to get there. He was a community organizer. But fundamentally, what has to happen is after the Second World War, our mothers and fathers came out of that war. They put their heads down. They put their keisters in the air, and they built the country. We need to do exactly the same thing right now.
But America likes leadership to give them not to give them some kind not to pay for it, not to do it for them. But we do need leadership. We do need somebody to inspire us the way Reagan did, and the way others have done.
Now, Reagan put that wonderful city on the hill, that shining city yep. on the hill. He made it happen. And I spoke to the Rotary the other night, Jim, in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And these were 500 Rotarians, and they are energized. They want to do something.
Yeah.
They need some leadership.
I'm a Rotarian, and I agree with you that Rotary is doing a lot of great things around the world. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always great to be on the show.
Folks, check out the Return to Civility. Bob's behind that, and I applaud him for that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.